So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey everyone, welcome to Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. I'm going to be talking about The Vampire Diaries Season 1 with my friend. Go ahead and let me know in the comments below what's your favorite moment or episode in Season 1. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to subscribe or to check out any of the links, including my Patreon in my description. Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing, I have my friend Erin on again.
Hello.
And we're going to be discussing Season 1 of The Vampire Diaries. She just did a rewatch of Season 1. She forgot a lot of things.
It's been about 10 years since I watched the show, and I loved the show so much, and I can't believe how much I forgot or that I had, like, twisted in my head that didn't, like, happen the way I thought it happened. So it's like I'm watching it for the first time again.
That happens a lot when you haven't watched shows in so long.
I'll admit that maybe, just maybe, Stefan isn't as annoying as I thought he was.
I mean, he's annoying a little bit.
But this is also over 10 years later, too. So I'm kind of like at a different perspective in my life as well.
That makes sense, too. Definitely. I can see that.
Okay, so let's get into the first episode, shall we?
We shall. I didn't know that you wanted to go by episodes, but I figured we'd start there anyways.
I mean, we're not going to go episode for episode, but we can kind of like try to keep it in line the best we can.
We can try. We can try.
Our brains kind of bounce back and forth. Who knows if we're even going to stay on season one.
I was just going to say, I don't think I'm going to be trying to stay on season one, never mind episode to episode.
We're going to bounce over to the originals at some point. It happens every time.
There will be spoilers to all three shows. Just expect it, whether there is going to be or not. This is a podcast discussing a show that no longer runs, so there will definitely be spoilers.
Okay, so episode one, the friggin' intro, when I just laughed so hard because it sounded so stupid, because when Stefan was like, he's like, I know it's a risk, but I need to know her. I was just like, what?
I know, like, why? Well, I like that they start this whole series off saying, I'm a vampire, and this is my story, and it's Stefan speaking. So this is Stefan's story, this entire Vampire Diaries series.
But, like, definitely, I think for, like, the first three episodes, I was just kind of like, oh my god, why does this look so stupid? But you look at other TV shows, and it's just, like, it's the show getting its bearing for at least the first couple episodes. But, like, after that, I'm like, okay, this doesn't seem as, like, weird or just like,
it starts off a little corny.
It does, and it's super laughable, and it was just like in the first couple episodes you're like, damn, Damon's an asshole, like, he's a dick, I can't ever imagine like loving him. But then
Damon is definitely a lot different in season one than any of the other seasons.
Yeah, but within feel like the first couple episodes you start to see like a side of Damon where, you know, maybe not soft, but you can see where he's, like,
emotionally complex. And the boy has emotions.
Yes, he does. He
definitely feels things. He loves his brother, and he loves Elena. You see him show kindness to Elena, even ruthless, and he's, like, more of a savage. He kills a lot of people here. I love in the beginning when he, like, gets his, like, when Stefan takes the ring from him, and he's dancing with Vicky. And that's, like, when he decides to turn her. And that's the first vampire that we see turn in this universe.
Yeah, and she was just like, I don't want to die.
And it's the start of Damon and Stefan's little thing that they got going on, where Stefan's like, your emotions are really overheightened right now. And Damon's like, make sure you feed on people blood. He's like, no, animal blood it is. So I like that. So who's your favorite character in season one?
I don't know if I have one in season one. I like it when I think of season one, there's no one, like, I'm liking the show, but I don't know if there's any that jump out at me. I mean, like, I am preferable to witchcraft, so if I had to pick one, Bonnie. I kind of like how, like, obviously it's a story about Damon and Stefan and Elena, but in the first season you see how Bonnie's introduced to it and what she experiences and what she's going through and starting to learn and everything like that. I really enjoyed that part of season one.
I do too, and it's like sad because they never ever go back to it. Like, she doesn't get anything that she deserves in this entire show. And
no.
But I do like that way that they explore it and how you see her grow into her witchcraft. Very cool. However, unfortunately, the show is written for more for like vampires to be the stars than witches, which, I mean, isn't my cup of tea all the time, but in this show it is. But I really think that okay, so my favorite character in the series is Caroline, and she's definitely, like, relatable in this season for me because I had a lot of jealousy issues and insecurities, but she's not my favorite character in season one yet. I would say Catherine is. Just because, like, I like her time difference and the way she's introduced, and yeah. I just love her.
I mean,
and the way she plays men, and the way she just is.
Well, they built her up very well because she was, she's throughout season one, she's this whole mysterious person that we keep hearing about, and they're trying to find her, and then they're trying to open the tomb, and then she's not in the tomb, and they're like, what happened to her? And so they played it really, really well. I still have.
Well, get flashbacks before that, right?
Yes, yes. We have the flashbacks, and I love the flashbacks.
But as far as the side character goes, I really like Anna.
I really like her too. Yeah, no, I was surprised how soon some of the characters died off. And like,
they killed some of the really good ones off too soon.
Yeah, like, and I even texted you in my first or second night of watching it. And I was just like, I've come to the conclusion that I don't remember this show at all, because I didn't think Lexi got killed in one episode. Like, I didn't think that Damon and Stefan got turned the way that they did.
Yeah, so like in the first episode, so a lot of stuff happens in the first episode. Like, that, a lot of things are happening here.
So much, just like running back through like the episodes, you're like, and I still have like two more episodes left of season one, and looking back at like the first five episodes, I'm like, shit, a lot has happened in season one. Like, they packed a lot of stuff.
Well, it starts with Stefan's arrival. That's like a really big thing, and how he has to know her.
I can't with that line. No, it just made me like, oh my god.
And he's kind of like stalking her.
Well, yeah.
It's really actually kind
of, and when he tells her that he was there the night of the car accident, and he's just like, I knew that, I watched you to make sure that you weren't like Catherine and like all this stuff. And she's just like, oh, you're so sweet. And I'm like, kind of weird. What if she was like Catherine? What were you going to do?
Well, he probably thought she was Catherine.
Yeah.
So we start being introduced to Elena and Jeremy, whose their parents just died in a car accident. And you see her being raised by her aunt, and she's going back to school for like the beginning of the year after all of this, after she's had months to grieve. Her brother's struggling. He's not doing very well. Hanging out with the wrong crowd. She acts more of a mother to him than Aunt Jenna does.
Yeah, definitely trying to protect him and all these things. And but you see him like turn around pretty like quickly. Like, you know, he's having a hard time and he's doing these things he shouldn't be doing. But it's within the first couple episodes when he sees like.
But it's because of Damon's compulsion.
Oh, really?
Damon, did you see that episode?
Yeah, where he's, because he saw, like, if Vicky die.
So you said that you saw the episode where, did you see him get compelled? You just didn't notice that was part of it?
I'm talking about when he compelled him to forget when Vicky was a vampire.
Okay, so, Elena, in the next episode where you're introduced to Isabel, like, about Isabel at that, like, function, the, like, male auction thing that they're doing, that's where he finds out, that's where Elena's like, what did you do to my brother? He like wants to do things, he's like doing his homework and stuff, because she took away the pain, there's no pain there anymore, so he's free to be his normal self.
Yeah, but that was after Vicky had died. Even you started to see changes in him even like before that, though. Even
when he got with Vicky,
when I feel like, you know, he was going down a really bad path, and when he started getting involved with her more and started to see her like spiral out of control and everything like that, I think his, how much he actually cared for her, it kind of started to like bring him out of that. You started to see changes in him before Damon even started to had, even before he compelled him to forget.
And I actually don't hate Matt Donovan in this season.
He was just, I don't know, he's
not bad yet.
No, he's not bad, but there's just not much to his character. Like, I get his character. He's like the good guy. He's like the nice guy, worrying about, you know, his sister and his mom is around.
Not throughout the whole thing.
And, you know, he's still in love with Elena, but he, you know, also still that good guy, and I don't know. I do, even though Caroline's not my favorite, I do feel really bad for her, because especially when she says to Elena, like, oh, I'm always, last show is, it's either I'm your backup to Bonnie, or like I'm the backup for Matt. Like, she's, and you see it, it's true, like Bonnie and Elena always go to each other first. And when,
but she's not really a good friend to them.
No. And
I get why they wouldn't.
Yeah. And then I think the time that I felt bad for her the most was when they found if Vicky's, you know, body, and Caroline comes and brings some tea, and she's like, are you okay? But she's like, what can I do to help you? And he's like, I want to be alone.
And Matt pushes her.
Yeah. And then Elena comes in and he like breaks down in her arms, and you're like, oh fuck, like, poor Caroline.
Yeah, he never really loves, nobody ever chooses Caroline, and she says that in season one.
Yeah.
I mean, in the pilot, she's like, Kibani, she's like, I try so hard, and I'm never the one. Yet Elena does nothing, and all these guys throw themselves at her.
Yeah.
And she just feels like second place to Elena a lot, and that's why I hate that she marries Stefan, because Stefan never gets over Elena. Sorry, we're back. We're going to stay on season one.
I don't even remember her marrying him, so... Shouldn't even just get
it's
into
stupid. It shouldn't have happened. Tyler is an asshole.
He is an asshole, but I'm not gonna go like too far because I know it's gonna go off in other seasons. He is an asshole. I may not remember a lot, but I remember like I liked him a lot. Like, Tyler was one of my favorites. I don't know why. I loved him. I liked, you know.
So he's good with Caroline in like season three. And then he's kind of like, I don't really remember that he even exists until he pops back up one day.
Yeah, because he kind of goes on like a hiatus and everything. But no, I really, he was like one of my favorite characters throughout the show. And again, I thought you saw his change like pretty quickly into season one. But we're just kind of getting to the signs of him being a werewolf at the end of season one.
The first time that I watched this season, I never even noticed all the hints to werewolves.
Well, I did notice, like, the moon when you know,
Alaric breaks up the fight.
When, you know, Jeremy's like, what's going on with you? Like, because he's being, like, super aggressive. And then it pans out so you can see the full moon.
Yep, I didn't notice that the first time I watched. The first few times, honestly.
So, but yeah, he was like one of my favorite characters. More than Matt.
So they do that with the moon. And they also, like, in the... So you didn't see the last episode, but... So they're at, like, Founders Day, and fireworks start going off, and there's this device. Have you heard about the device yet?
I read a quick overview, so yeah.
Okay. So this device, like, it, like, sends off... It's, like, basically like a dog whistle for vampires, so, like, a very high-frequency sound that makes them, like, fall down, and they can't... It also affects werewolves. So Mayor Lockwood ends up getting put down there. Turns out he's actually a werewolf, but he's never triggered the curse. So, or gift, or whatever. Every wolf calls it something, like, is either fond or not fond of it.
Yeah.
So they vervain everybody, and the vervain doesn't affect them, like the rest of the vampires. Yeah. It doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
And Damon's down there. He's stuck down there. And he's like, what are you doing down here? The mayor says to Damon, he's like, I'm a vampire. What are you doing down here? And then one of the other vampires snaps his neck. But, and also in that scene, Anna gets staked and burnt alive. Oh. Burnt. I think she gets staked. I don't remember, but she dies.
You know, I liked her because, you know, she wasn't ever really the bad guy. She just wanted her mom. And when she got her mom back, she just, you know, she wanted to spend time with Jeremy and just have a life. Like, she wasn't doing any, like, crazy shit. She just wanted to live. And
she just missed her mom.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
Yeah.
So we see Damon in the beginning, and he's there because he's trying to open the tomb.
Yeah.
Because he's obsessed with getting Catherine back because he thinks that she's in this tomb still. And so he's willing to let out all these other vampires to save Catherine. And the bitch ain't even in there.
She's not even in there. She's been out the whole time. He's been spending over 100+ years trying to save her. Hey, it was fun, but, you know, see you later.
And then when he finds that out, she knew about you. I ran into her in the 80s, Anna says. And she's like, and she didn't care. She didn't care about you. And I see his heart, like, breaking.
So sad.
But he's so manipulative. He's trying to, like, put, like, plant seeds in Elena's head about Catherine.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's, like, game and stuff, but, you know, even in those, like, first couple episodes, you can see him start to, like, care about her and, you know.
And I don't think it's because they look alike. I think it's because she's actually kind and, like, sees the good in him and calls him out.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, that attraction starts because, you know, she does look like Catherine. But
I mean, I think that's what two of them both
are. I think the fact that she looks like Catherine, but she cares and wants to do the right thing and all these things, that makes it, like, I want to help her. I want to take care of her. I want to make sure she's okay. Like, all those kinds of things.
When he, like, weasels his way into her house and starts giving her dreams, though, he like, looks like he cares in the kitchen, but then later that night, he gives her, like, he's, like, creepy and weird and manipulative. And this is when Stefan... this is the first time we see the necklace. I think this necklace makes an appearance in, like, almost every season.
Probably.
With like a storyline attached to it. But, like, maybe not season 5, and that's it. The end.
I just want to get to the Klaus season.
Girl, me too.
Like, when he just comes and he's like, I need Elena's blood. And then I'm like, I need to make my hybrid. And then he's like, I'll kill you all. But anyways, back to season 1. Klaus isn't there yet, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So they actually reference Twilight as well. And they're okay. Because Caroline.
That was one other moment that related to Twilight that I was just kind of like, ew. All right. So I don't hate Twilight, but Twilight annoys me. Like, it took me years. like, I never read the books, and it took me years to actually watch the movies, and just the, I don't know if it's the acting or the script, whatever it was, but I, like, cringed throughout the whole, like, probably the first two movies. I think the when they get married and have the baby, those are the only movies I actually liked. The first two I didn't like.
What happened to the eye?
But it's definitely when Elena figures out that he's, you know, a vampire, and then she's like, how could this happen? How'd this happen? Like, this can't be possible. And just the way that, like, she puts it all together and, like, the voiceover, and I'm just like, oh my god, you sound like Bella Swan. Like, I can't.
So I like in the, like, when Elena starts putting together pieces, she's like, she knows something in her gut is, like, off about Seven.
Yeah.
She questions it, like pretty early on. Both Gilberts, like, are stupid. They both cut their hand on purpose in the kitchen to, like, figure out if the person they're dating is actually a vampire.
Well, Jeremy knew.
I know. So did Elena, though.
I feel bad.
I really like that scene with Jeremy and Anna.
I was just going to say, that's one other thing that I felt bad for is when he finds out that Vicky died and Anna's like, that's why you wanted to turn was for her because you knew that she was a vampire. I just felt like that was such, like, a heartbreaking moment for her, and I felt so bad because she really did care about him a lot.
I know, but he still loves her after that. Yeah, but yeah, I felt bad for her in that moment too. So the crow, we only see the crow in season one, and eventually it disappears, and you never really see what they were doing with it, if it's Damon, if it's somebody that...
Honestly, I didn't really recognize the crow or connect it to anything until you sent me that video a little while ago.
Well, in the first episode, it, like, shows up when Damon shows up. And it shows up, like, whenever... And that's why, like, that thing... I never even noticed in the cemetery, there's, like, a body standing, like, once the fog goes away and Elena's running from the crow. It's, like, it looks... I think it's Damon, but it could be Stefan because she runs into Stefan.
I feel like that's what they wanted you to think, though. Like, oh, it was Stefan staring there because he's right there. So, I think it was probably...
Like, I don't even think I noticed the body.
Yeah.
But I think they want you to think it's Damon the crow.
Yeah, so...
The crow flies into Bonnie's car, even.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of TV shows do that, is sometimes they'll put, like... They have a plan.
I think it was in the book.
They have a plan for, like, an Easter egg or something like that. They'll put in the first couple episodes or the first season. And then it just doesn't, like, really play out into the whole show. And then it kind of gets...
Yeah, they do it in the books. And it's probably easier to do in the books. And they actually use a real crow. So it's, like, Ian Somerhalder says that it's, like, pooping everywhere. Throughout, like, the thing.
That's probably why.
I would assume. But it's cool because, like, so they go to that party at the Miss, and Caroline's, like, throwing herself at Stefan, like, new me. And Stefan's just like, Caroline, me and you are never going to happen. Which bothers me because they happen.
That was so forced. That was just him and her.
They have in the beginning, if they had done it in, like, season two or three.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with it. But they just forced it, and then Kyler and her happened, and then Klaus came, and it was just like, this is not a road you should even go anymore. They should have explored, like, Stefan and Bonnie at first also. So in this episode, like, Elena is debating, like, she's trying to figure out, she's putting together these clues if Stefan's a vampire, and you don't know, like, so she runs into this guy. And I can't remember if this is after the Tomb Vampires or before the Tomb Vampires are released. This guy, like, sees Stefan and he's just like, do I know you?
Oh.
It can't be. Yeah. And then she finds the articles in Logan Fells.
Yeah. So it was a girl. It was another girl's
grandfather.
You find that out in at the car wash, but he's like, yeah, I know you, like, how are you still so young and blah 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 blah. So then when she sees him at the car wash, she's like, who do you think he was? And he says his name, and she's like, when was this? And she's like, ask him all these questions. And then she goes to the news studio, and then she's like, oh shit,
this shit's real. It's like, because she sees at the football game, because he plays football. He's incredible. Yeah,
he cut his hand, and then it was, boom, disappeared.
She's like, I saw you cut your hand. He's like, no, it was somebody else's blood. And his face changes, like, makes the weird little, like, red line thing.
Yeah, she sees that in the mirror one. She saw his face in at the window.
Yeah. It was in the window, you're right. And also, like, Caroline, I just want to say this real quick. You see, like, a superpower that Damon can do that you don't see again as well in season one, where Damon's down in the basement.
Uh-huh.
He's being desiccated after the first
they have. When he communicates with her.
And he's, like, able to call her to him. And you don't see that happening ever again. And I don't know if it's because he's feeding off of her or what it was, or if that's, like, an ability in the book. And some of these vampires have, like, special abilities that, like, other vampires don't have. Like, which is weird because, like, Stefan resists Klaus's compulsion, but also humans do that too, like Bill Forbes. So that's, like, supposed to be his superpower. So we really find out that vampires are kind of different in this series, more so they're more alive than other shows. When Vicky's first turn, we have questions like, oh, can I pee? Like, why do I have to pee? I thought I was dead. And I'm like, girl, I thought you were too. What is going on? And already Elena is making it about her. You can't be. And I love when she tells Elena, I've been seeing you with my brother for all these years, and I will wring your neck, or whatever she said. But it's so good. You're not going to tell me that I can't date your brother?
Seriously, I could rip your fucking heart out.
And he, like, really cares. Jeremy really cares about Vicky. And he tells off Tyler. He's like, oh, yeah? How's Vicky doing in the hospital? Like, to those girls? And he's like, I'm going to fight you. Blah, blah, blah. And Tyler's just gross to Vicky.
Yeah. He definitely, you can tell he definitely regrets it.
So I love the episode where, Elena finds out that she looks like Catherine. I think they just, like, hooked up for the first time.
Had sex. Like, literally, they just had sex. He goes down to get her a drink, and she finds the photo and runs. And then she gets in an accident, and you see that guy that's, like, going after her. But then Damon comes, and he's like, I'm going on a road trip.
Yeah. Well, because her car gets flipped over by somebody.
By the guy that
is working with Anna. I love the scene when Stefan and Elena have sex for the first time, too, because she's like, show me who you are.
I love how she was like, don't turn away. It's okay.
Like, she was very cool with who he was. And, like, I accept you for who you are. And then she comes upstairs and sees the picture of Catherine in 1864 and is like, what the fuck? And is panicking. And is like, get me the fuck out of here. This is some psycho serial killer fucking fetish thing.
Yeah, but then when they talk about it and he's like, it's okay. I know you weren't like her because I followed you for the last year. You know, I was there at your car accident, you know, I saved you.
And she's like, Damon, but like, why isn't she mad at Damon for not telling? Damon kept toying with her about Catherine. I hate how, like, Damon is just never can't do any wrong.
Because, like, at that point, like,
they weren't close yet.
And it wasn't Damon's responsibility to let her know. It was his.
I mean, he's the one who brought up Catherine in the first place, not even giving Stefan a chance to even bring it up.
Yeah, but also at this point, you're like, she's like, well, he's an asshole, so.
But, like, and she's like, why didn't you compel me on that trip?
No.
Like, later, like, after the tomb, like how he trusts her.
Because he wanted to like know her. Like, I think he really wanted to see like who she was. And I think that he wanted to know like if whatever he felt for her was real, but he doesn't find out about Catherine till after that.
So when they go there and like, so because Damon kills Lexi in Stefan's birthday. Imagine killing your brother's best friend on his birthday. Stefan and Elena have like really good chemistry right away. And you see Damon just like using Caroline. He definitely, it felt very rapey.
I mean, I guess.
Like at first she's poking up with him until she figures out. And that's exactly what Catherine does to Stefan.
Yeah, because I mean, the first time, yeah, because like she sees his face and she's like, oh my God. Oh my God, it's so scary. But I mean, he's like compelling her. So, I mean, technically.
But Catherine compels Stefan to forget too.
But I also feel like, I mean, it's a vampire show. They're like killing people. So, I mean, yeah, those scenes can be a little rapey, but kind of goes with the vampire territory.
Totally. I agree.
It's not like they're being like, oh, do I have your consent to suck all the blood out of your body?
I mean, some people give it. Not all of the blood, but to feed on them. So Damon, so like Caroline's wearing scarves in season one after that like night. She brings them to like practice. They do this dinner for Stefan and Bonnie to get closer because Bonnie's all about Stefan until she touches him when she gives him Elena's number and she gets like a bad chill. And she tells Elena that at the party and she's like,
yeah.
Oh, well, I just touched this you and I just saw a cemetery and a crow. And Elena's like, what the fuck? And Damon and Elena, I mean, Stefan and Stefan's at this party. And that's when Damon bites Vicky and is in the hospital. And Vicky tells Matt that there is a vampire attack. Like, it was a vampire eventually when she wakes up. And then Stefan finally compels her.
Yeah, but then, you know, Matt's like, you're a druggie. You don't know what you're talking about. Matt was just not.
No, that's his best season, honestly. I'm not going to fucking lie to you. It gets worse. It gets so much worse, Erin.
Be either one or the other. Either be the hero or be a piece of shit. But just, like, being this, like,
that's just. He is fine, though. He is, like, respectful of, like, Elena's feelings and even Caroline a little bit. He, like, takes her home from Lexi's party. Then they.
I'll admit, I don't remember his character that much throughout the show. But I do know that, like, he gets to the point where he's just like, these are freaking vampires and blah, 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 blah. But I think season one kind of set him up as he's the one that, you know, he's kind of like Caroline in a way. He get walked all over. He doesn't really get what he wants. Like, that kind of thing in season one. Like, he loses, you know, his sister is a druggie. She's in the hospital, and then she disappears, and then he finds out that she died, and then, you know, his mom isn't around. She's a freaking drunk, making out with his football player friend at the funeral. And that, you know, I think as much as I don't enjoy his character in season one, I feel like it's like showing he just kind of gets screwed over, kind of like Caroline in a way, and it kind of sets him up for in the later season when he's angry and he doesn't like these people and he's like all pissed off. And I think season one is sets him up for all of that.
Yeah, kind of, not all the way fully yet, but yes.
Yeah, not yet, but I can kind of see, you know, things happening.
Yeah, so the first appearance of Catherine is episode 6, also, by the way. I don't know why I felt the need to say that.
So, like, I know that's her technically her first appearance, but I don't really count that because it's, like, the flashback. You know what I mean?
Yeah, still her first appearance, and she appears more in flashbacks in season one than she does.
I love how Nina played those two characters so differently. They seemed like two completely different, like, actors portraying them. It did not seem like the same person at all.
Yeah, to this day, I still forget that she's played by the same person sometimes. Like, they're played by the same person. She's amazing. She also plays Amara and Tatia as well, which is... And she does them all differently and all unique.
I did see something on TikTok today and it was in a few different videos. There's quite a few instances and scenes where instead of calling her Elena or Catherine, there's a couple times the other person that she's doing the scene with will call her by her real name.
Nina?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. I've caught that a couple of times as well.
It's I've not seen just that. Like one time. There's quite a few of them.
I can't even remember if like, and I've seen it while I was watching the show, not like on a like a clip. Like, you know what I mean? That could have been like.
I almost feel like it's something they did on purpose because the two scenes that I saw, one was with Bonnie calling her Nina, but then it was.
I think Damon does
it was
too.
Catherine. Somebody. It was Catherine talking to Dama to Damon referring to Elena as Nina.
That's
so it was her referring to like herself as Nina.
It's funny because like so Catherine in the books is from Germany, but they took this storyline and turned it into a background that could work for Nina because Nina was from Bulgaria and she spoke their language and they based her story to fit with the character, which was really, I mean, with the actress, which was really cool. And I love that so much.
So I feel like it'd be one thing if it was like another character, but the fact that she called herself Nina, I almost feel like that's like an Easter egg for like the fans to like.
Maybe. And they were really good with fan service. I will say that like the show tried to give everybody what they like the best they could for the most part until the
end. No, they didn't because they didn't give us Caroline and Klaus.
They gave us as much as they could without losing their spinoff.
Well, then Caroline should have fucking went with the originals or something.
There's like one scene where like there's like I just want you to watch the whole show before we talk about this.
Like taking.
You gotta watch the whole show. Like, I can't
carrying Alaric's babies and marrying Stefan and like she still ended up being the second choice.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Caroline.
To who?
To everyone.
Not Klaus.
Not Klaus, but she doesn't end up with Klaus.
Does she?
No.
She doesn't. Okay. But she doesn't, but here's the thing. Like, I don't wanna. So in season 5 of the original, she comes back. And I'm sure you've heard by now that Klaus dies. But she's the last person to ever kiss him before he dies. I'll take it. They couldn't give it to us. I will take that. I was so happy with season 5 of the originals, and you need to watch it.
I have watched it. I just don't remember.
And also season 5 of The Vampire Diaries is also, they bring Klaus back. For them to have sex.
Yeah, that's all well. Caroline might not have been my favorite, but she needed Klaus.
Klaus needed her, if anything. She was fine. Like, and a lot of people are, like, so into Cammy and Klaus. And it's just, like...
I like she's, Cammy. Like,
I hate Cammy. But I like them. I do think they have cute moments together. But I think that she was kind of, like... She just wasn't that interesting, and she, like, didn't belong in the Michelson family, like, a strong, badass bitch like Caroline did.
No. I liked her and Klaus's relationship, but
she was too innocent.
She definitely wasn't the meant to, like, be there with them.
Damon also, like, joins the Founders Council, and he's like, why are you staying? And at one point... After Lexi is killed, Stefan is like going to kill him. And Elena's like trying to save him. And he's like, why are you trying to save him? And he's like, I'm not trying to save Damon, I'm trying to save you.
Yeah, but I think by that point, she started to care for him because then, like, they go on their road trip and she's like, please don't kill him. Please don't kill him.
Yeah, I think she's just, like, a fucking do-gooder by nature also. Isn't it crazy that this TV show came out in the year that we graduated high school?
Shut up. That's the year that I met Scott, too.
That's crazy.
But I didn't start watching it till like, 2011, 2012.
So they show Damon healing, like, Vicky with vampire blood, and I didn't know that was possible. And I didn't even notice it, like, the first couple of times I watched it, either. Like, when's the first time that they heal somebody with vampire blood? And it was Vicky. She does try to save him, though. And I like their, like, I like their relationship as friends. They're really cute friends.
I love them. I love them.
And then when Damon realizes, like, that Elena's scared of him, he's like, oh, he finally told you. He's so snarky.
I love him. Like, him and Klaus are, like, the comedy of the show, and I just love it.
Damon's definitely funnier, but Klaus is, like, more complex and sexier in a way.
I love Klaus and all his trauma and his issues.
Me fucking too. So, like, Stefan is, like, talking about, I mean, not Stefan, whoever. I really like when Bonnie is doing the car wash and she lights up the car. She, like, starts getting control of her abilities and they, like, Stefan's like, I know what you are. It's okay. And he, like, helps her through it, kind of.
Yeah, they kind of go back and forth throughout season one. Because as you said before, she liked him at first until she touched him. And then she was like, oh, I trust him. And then she warmed back up to him again. And then when her grandmother dies, I'm just at that part now where she's like not wanting to be around Elena or them or the vampires because she blames them.
Yeah.
So she kind of goes like back and forth with him.
So I really like that Sheila and Stefan have a past together. I think it was like in the 60s or something. Was it at Woodstock even, maybe?
I don't know.
Stefan shows her hand to Damon, like to the grandmother, and he's like, oh, you let me touch it. Whatever. Like they go back, like they've helped each other in the past. And then yeah, that's really sad when Bonnie's grandmother dies and she feels, and she's like such a good fucking friend though. Bonnie is like one of the best people in this friggin' series.
That was another person that died sooner than I thought they did.
So like the grandmother, like Bonnie is just like, she's like, I don't want to put you in the middle of how I'm feeling. It's not even about her being mad at Elena. It's about she doesn't want to drag Elena in the middle to choose sides.
Yeah, and then she's like, I didn't want you to choose, I'm going to choose for you.
That's like a good, I have to decide for myself, is what she said. And I really like the brotherly bond and rivalry, because they like do love each other. And you see that even in season one, that they both always have each other's back, even if they hate each other, and they promise each other an eternity of misery. Deep down, like, I love the family bonds in the show all the way around.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of anyone we haven't talked about yet.
Well, Lexi. We've talked about her, but I just think they shouldn't have killed her, and I fucking hate it. Emily Bennett.
I love how you see the start of Damon and what's the sheriff's name?
Liz Forbes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they bond really quickly.
Well, because he's helping her, like, save the town, and
he's killing vampires for her. He's such a fucking dick.
He's like, oh, we owe you so much. Such a debt of gratitude.
I need Damon's help. No, in the, like, when Stefan hits the wall and they fucking, like, lie, Bonnie and Elena see Stefan killing that, what's that girl's name? It's in the Miss Mystic Falls episode. So Liz, like, is told by John Gill, she's like, get me Damon Salvatore. We need to solve this vampire thing. And he was already, like, out there, but, like, he pretends to come back. It's funny. So Emily Bennett. So you see, like, at the Halloween episode, I think it's the Halloween episode, or, like, no. the first party that they have where Elena's looking at the guest list of the founders party and was like the original guest list, and she's like, Damon Salvatore, or like Stefan Salvatore, or name Salvatore. And then Damon walks in and he's like, yeah, the original Salvatore brothers. Like, because they were at the first founders ball. So, Damon takes Emily's thing and Caroline ends up being stuck with it. And then she gives it to Bonnie because she says it's ugly. So Emily doesn't tell Damon about Bonnie. I mean, about anybody, about Catherine, about whatever. She wants them both to make their own choices. She starts haunting Bonnie.
Yeah, but that was to make sure that the tomb didn't open again. But, so, obviously, like, the show's not really scary or creepy. You know, it's like a teenage, like, a drama. But when Bonnie gets possessed, I think that's the scariest part of the whole, like, season. And I don't think there's a lot of scary things in the show, but I think that was definitely creeped me the fuck out.
I was creeped. Yeah, they like do that seance, and like that's when Caroline's like, "You're lying."
That's why you don't.
Also, Also, there is a plot hole with Logan. So he says when he like they figure out that he's a vampire or whatever. And they're like, who turned you? And he's like, I don't know. He goes, like, I just couldn't get into my, like, imagine I just died. I live alone and I can't even get into my own house. But, like, when nobody owns the house, if he's dead, then he doesn't own the house and he should be able to get in. It doesn't even make sense. Unless it's, like, owned by somebody else, but he makes it pretty clear that he owns it.
Well, he must not have. Unless it was an apartment.
I think it was just a plot hole early on.
He could have just lived in an apartment. Technically, they don't own the apartment.
He could have, but I don't, the way they made it seem, I gotta rewatch now, but, and then Logan felt like confronts Liz about like covering it up, and she's like, you knew what you were getting yourself into, this is the part of the description, like, this is Vampire Squad 101.
Yeah, do you expect me to
say to the town it was vampire?
Safe? Yeah.
So, like, in the episode where that happens, like, where Logan comes out and he's, like, they're at some school function and, like, that's the episode where Tyler and Jeremy are fighting and, like, the dad makes him come out and he's an aggressive douche and that thing. And then in that episode, Alaric is saying, like, you're the alpha douche. So I love the Halloween party. I love, first of all, that Elena's a nurse because that's what she ends up doing with her life. And I also love that Vicky is a vampire, and he's, and then when they, she starts making out with Jeremy, and he's like, I think you're taking this vampire costume a little too far, bro. And shit gets out of hand from there. And then, like, Damon, Elena says, you kill people, and like, you know, it matters every time you're around, people are dead. And he goes, I can smell your rib right now. You better run before I fucking eat you, bitch. Like, he's, like, trying to warn her to, like, save her.
And she's like, ah! She's so dumb. Like, bitch, be scared.
I found out Elena's adopted.
That's interesting. I like that. I even text you. I'm like, wait. So,
her new teacher, because Mr. Tanner gets killed by, and he's a douchebag, and he gets killed by Damon. And then we get this new guy, Mr. Saltzman, Mr. Lark Saltzman, ends up like dating Jenna and ends up being looking for his wife, looking for the person who killed his wife or made his wife disappear.
Yeah, because his wife,
Isabel, Elena's mother, that gave her up for adoption.
We thought she was killed by Damon, but really she was turned by
Damon.
At her
own request.
And is Elena's mom.
And Alaric's ex-dead wife.
His very undead wife.
Definitely undead, I guess. You're right. And I like that Isabel goes, like, how did you know Damon was going to do that or whatever? And she's like, because he's in love with you, stupid.
So I'm not at the part where Elena actually talks to her mom. As far as I am with that whole thing, is the last part I saw was that guy saying, like, hey, she doesn't want anything to do with you, don't like go looking for her, blah blah blah, and then he jumps in for in the front of a truck.
Yeah, because she goes to her like friend's house, her mom's friend's house, and then the guy is compelled to kill her too, and she dies. And yeah, she was very careful not to let Elena in, like not to invite her in. Should I have tea inside?
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
Elena pointed out also, but and then so as you keep going, like you see that Stefan has like a blood addiction problem, and when Lexi is first there, it seems like it's more of a choice than an addiction because she's not like the Lexi that they make her out to be yet.
What do you mean?
So basically, like Lexi is saying, like that it's more. It seems more like Stefan's choice to feed on animals is more of a choice instead of a like I can't control it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like an addiction for him.
I mean, even though I think he says he's like afraid of what's gonna happen, but I just think it's more like. She's just like, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. Like, you are the person who helped him through it all. What do you mean you wish you could do that? You know why he does it. So that doesn't make any sense. I think they wrote it in later. But that amulet is, like, creepy how it, like, has magic. And first of all, Stefan's necklace that he gives her also has magic, but we don't find that out until later. The amulet that Bonnie... It, like, chooses Bonnie. It finds its way to Bonnie, and it starts shocking people who are trying to take it. And even Caroline is so gross to take it off him because she wants to, like, impress Damon. And Damon's just like, you are useless and shallow and whatever else. And then later on that night is when Matt takes her home and her mom finds her drunk. And they have, like, a very strained relationship in the first season, and it gets a lot better as the show goes on. But I forgot that it started out that way. And she's like, if I needed advice, I don't even know if this happens in season one, sorry if it doesn't, she's like, if I needed advice about boys, I would go to dad, at least he's dating somebody.
Yeah.
Successfully dating a man. I'm like, oh shit, burn. And it's so funny how like the most like evil character, especially in season one, ends up being friends with everybody. He makes friendships right off the bat with both Elena and Liz and Alaric. Pretty early on, they're friends.
Yeah, no, everyone loves Damon.
He's just a friendly...
I'm gonna help you get rid of the vampires. We need to stop these people.
He's the worst one. I love it. It's the only way you can infiltrate. You gotta get in with the people who are trying to come after you. You keep your friends close and your enemies close. Am I right? No, I'm just kidding. And Stefan starts getting, like, jealous of Damon and Elena's relationship. Or he, like, tries to, like, throw down his dominance, like...
Well, yeah, because, you know, the Catherine thing, I think he can...
And then Elena starts feeding on him once he... Like, okay, so the tomb vampires, do you remember this episode? Where they steal Stefan? They have him in the house on that stormy day because they killed Stefan, killed one of the people, his girlfriend, that came to his house to attack him with him, and they died. Which doesn't make sense because there's a lot of times where, like, the younger vampire wins the fight. And I'm not talking just, like, a couple decades. I'm talking, like, centuries apart in ages. And they should be a lot stronger. Like, even, like, when Cole dies, Elena takes him down with Jeremy. Give me a fucking break. It was way too easy for them to kill those originals.
Yeah, but when you saw, like, Pearl had no problem, like, throwing, like,
That's my point.
Stepping across the room.
So these vampires are supposedly as old as them, as Pearl. And the guy, like, literally, Damon... is easily able to take them down and kill that chick. Because even, like, Anna shows a force on him. And she's, like, 500 years older than him, too. And how come nobody, like, calls her, like, a creep? for being with Jeremy, but everybody calls like Damon and Stefan creeps. Actually, everybody thinks Alaric's the creepiest for dating Caroline when they're the closest in age. But, yeah. Love this universe. It makes so much sense. So we find out a lot of like the vampire's abilities in this season too. I mean, obviously this is where you, but there's some that we, like we said, they're never show up again. But like we find out about compulsion and how vervain stops compulsion and hurts vampires, how they put it into the water supply or whatever. So every so often to prevent vampires. And they were even doing that back in 1864 when they.
So question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So in like the first couple episodes, I forget what they were at, but they were at like a party and Stefan puts vervain in Caroline's drink so that it, Damon, because he knows Damon's going to drink her blood. And, you know, it hurts Damon, but I don't feel like it, maybe it does. I just don't feel like it had as drastic effect as when you see the same thing that happened to Catherine in the flashback.
I don't know. I see that it seems the same. Because he, like, falls to the ground. And actually, like, they end up building a tolerance to it eventually. So, like, you don't see it that badly again. But I think that he was deeply affected because Stefan's able to take him and desiccate him.
Yeah.
And then you see that, like, ability that they never use again with Caroline.
Yeah, but I feel like it just, like, it weakened him. It didn't, like, put him out. Like, I feel like Damon was able to overpower him because it weakened him. But when you see it, yeah, sorry. But when you see it on Catherine, she completely just passes the fuck out.
And it's interesting that, yeah, I mean, yeah, they were doing it the same way too, but maybe his dad had like a more concentrated dose of it.
Maybe. I don't know.
It was more attainable back then. It was more attainable. Like you were able to get it more. They didn't really. It was.
Yeah, but Stefan has a whole greenhouse of it in the basement.
I know, but still, that's like they have to keep it. They can't really touch it. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I felt like it was the same, to be honest. But okay, I can see. I'll have to look again. I just thought Catherine's was more dramatic because, like,
yeah,
being caught. And I think that's what they, like, needed to focus on.
Maybe.
And Stefan friggin' Damon begs Catherine, like, begs him not to say anything, and he does. He doesn't, but, like, he gives himself away. He's just, like, a boy trying to look for his daddy's love. And then his dad fucking shoots him.
Yeah, that was a piece of shit.
And then he kills his dad.
And his dad inevitably turns him into a vampire.
Yeah, well, Stefan. I mean, technically, Catherine does. But, yeah. Yeah, it was his dad who made that final kill.
He contributed.
And then, his blood also turns Stefan. How full circle is that? I love when Damon and Elena, like I already said, I love when they go on that little trip and he's like, why do I look like her? And there's a moment in the car where she like gets, she's sitting in the car and she wakes up in Georgia and he's like, he tells her, he checks her out, like no broken bones. And she said like,
yeah,
there was a guy I hit. And he's like, she's just like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? No one knows I'm gone. Seriously, Damon, stop the car. Like, and Damon points out she's compellable and he'll do whatever he wants. And Stefan ends up calling her, and Damon answers saying he wants to talk to Elena right now. And like they get out of the car and there's like, it's just really cute. They have like a lot of great fucking chemistry, and they really do. They ended up dating in real life, so like obviously that pours out. I wish they ended up together, but I really like him and Nikki Reed as well. And
I think he likes himself and Nikki Reed as well.
Yes, yes. They are cute.
He even said, he's like, I shipped Damon and Elena so hard, but the moment I saw people attacking this woman that I love, who is a beautiful person, I was done.
I get it. People can't separate that she's just like an actress. These are actors. And basically, so he's just like, she's just like, am I going to be safe with you? And he's like, yeah. And you promise not to do that mind control thing on me? And she's like, he's like, yes. And he's, and she goes, I can trust you? And he's like, get in the car, come on. He doesn't answer her. So you're like, is he actually trustable? Like, what's going to happen? And that's like when, and that's like, I think the episode where you start to see Anna like flirting with Jeremy and stalking him. What's up with all these vampires stalking? And that guy who like flirts with Bonnie, like the guy she compels that went to high school.
Yeah.
And she convinces Jeremy to do his extra credit paper on like the vampires of Mystic Falls.
So I think the main points of this season was obviously, you know, introducing everyone. But you, I think your main plot line, well, like Catherine was the main, like,
well, I think line. Like the Selena Delano thing also, like two brothers.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, obviously you're introducing, obviously they're introducing the people and the relationships and setting the groundwork. But I think, you know, it's kind of filling everyone in on Catherine and their history and how she kind of, like, their interaction originally with her is what kind of, like, framed what's going on today and how Damon feels and why he kind of is the way he is when it comes to that. And I think Catherine definitely affects the way that they are towards Elena and why they're like so attracted to her and they want to protect her and all this stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a big point. And I also think that this one thing we didn't talk about is the Gilbert ring. How the Gilbert ring is, you start, when Alaric is introduced, he's introduced and you see him with a ring on and you think he's a vampire because they make it, he's not in this, like, they don't, I don't know, they peep and focus on this ring. It's very similar to Stefan's ring and Damon's rings that they have to stay out of daylight. I mean, to be able to go into the daylight. And he's just like, so you, Damon ends up killing Alaric after he calls him out for killing Isabel, and he ends up coming back to life. So,
because he has the ring.
This ring is spelled by Emily Bennett, and Emily Bennett makes the original John Gilbert think that he invented this ring, among other inventions, including the device, the Gilbert device that sends out high frequencies to, and then there's a compass as well that is what Jonathan Gilbert discovers Pearl with and outs her to the Vampire Council. I also think that it has a lot to do with like the history of Mystic Falls and the Founders Council and how far they go back and how many animal attacks happen there and all the supernatural things to go there. You hear Bonnie saying that she has like a background from Salem, but you see Bonnie's ancestor Emily coming with Catherine from somewhere else that wasn't Salem, so that confuses me a little bit.
Well, I guess it all, so her grandmother said that they left Salem in like 1687 or something like
that. Mystic Falls, right? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if she said, I can't remember if she says to in Mystic Falls, but what year is it? So what year is it when Catherine shows up?
1864.
With 1864. So that leaves
almost 200 years.
Yeah, but that's Catherine's with Emily. And, like, they make it seem like, I'm pretty sure they make it seem like they go from there to Mystic Falls.
Which, you know, she completely could have crossed paths with Catherine.
But it's interesting because if you think about it, when Esther did the spell, Esther also used the Bennett Witch in Mystic Falls and went to Mystic Falls because she heard of werewolves and witches could live there without getting sick. So when So there was already Bennett's in Mystic Falls in 900 whatever. So I don't know what happened. That was 1,000 years ago.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for that. I'll keep an eye out for
Mystic Falls.
That's something I'll keep an eye out for as I continue my rewatch.
Yeah, definitely. I would. What else was there? I feel like there was something else. And we also see, like, the involvement of... We see, like, Elena's discovery of Stefan being a vampire. And we see Jeremy growing from his parents' death.
I feel like in the first couple episodes, like, people, you got introduced to certain people and you're like, they're an asshole or blah, 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 blah. And they made sure that I really feel like all the characters were pretty, like, well-rounded characters. I would say probably the only one that I didn't feel that I felt like didn't get that well-roundedness was Matt.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. He doesn't get better. I'll just keep throwing that one out there for you. So Elena's parents are... Oh, and the other thing that we didn't say was... maybe we did. John Gilbert is actually Elena's father, and Jeremy and her are not siblings, but they are actually cousins biologically. Because Isabel was really young and dating John Gilbert, and she didn't want to keep the baby. So Elena's mother took, which is interesting because that's what Catherine happens. Like, she was given for adoption. Her baby was given up for adoption. We never find out who Nadia's father is, though. And then Alaric's, like, really hurt by this. Like, why did you do this? She's like, it's not because I didn't love you. And she compels him to, like, forget about it. But he's holding Vervain, I think. Or she compels him to do something. And in the end of this season, there's a lot of, like, Anna dies, Mr. Lockwood dies, and then Caroline gets sent to the hospital because there's this device that goes off. Mr. Lockwood, the mayor.
Caroline turns into a vampire. That's when I start to like her. Even though she was, like, kind of a bitch throughout the season, she was still, I don't know.
So, at the last episode,
a pretty snobby, and
she is very snobby. She's very...
Yeah, and then when she becomes a vampire, Caroline's a good vampire.
Yes.
I do like her. She's not my favorite character. Like, I just don't connect with her as much.
Yeah, no, I know.
I think I definitely connect to Elena or Bonnie a lot more. But definitely Caroline, I think, awesome vampire, maybe even a better vampire than Elena was.
Dude, everybody doubts her in everything. Damon's like, she could never make it as a vampire. Caroline's never going to make it as a vampire. Are you kidding me? Only vampire left at the end of the series. Just saying. And so Caroline's not a vampire yet. So all of season one, so the last episode, the fireworks are going off. They have that device that traps that gets the vampires. Stefan almost gets taken, but Alaric's like, I'll get that one, and, like, lets him go. And then Anna's burned. Mr. Lockwood's end up down there. So before this happens, though, Mr. Lockwood's like, Tyler, I told you to get out of here right now. And so he lets Matt, Tyler, and Caroline leave in the car. So Tyler's driving, and the device affects him, too.
It affects Tyler.
And And so they get into a car accident because Tyler's driving. And so they're checking out Tyler to see what's going on with him. And all of a sudden, Caroline passes out. And she gets rushed to the hospital. So now she's in the hospital. And then you see, like, Elena and Stefan are leaving this, like, event. And her bag and her coat are missing or something. And then Damon's walking with Elena at some point. Back to, like, or comes out of her house and sees Elena there. And they end up kissing on the porch.
But was that actually Elena, though?
No, it was Catherine. Yeah. So Catherine, like, took her bag from Stefan. And he start, and then they go to the hospital, and Bonnie's like, no, somebody, like, she's not healing. Like, somebody needs to do something. And Damon gives her her blood. And she's like, well, are we even if I give you, if I give him the blood? Because Bonnie saves, helps Stefan save Damon in the end. Because probably because she, he says, thank you, Bonnie, for, like, doing that device. I don't take it lightly. And I think she felt guilty because she didn't do it. So she saves him. While Catherine is kissing Damon on the porch, Aunt Jenna comes out and she's like, come inside right now, inviting Catherine in. Jenna leaves. Catherine sees Uncle John and chops his fingers off so the ring is gone, and stabs him in the stomach. Not sure why. Basically, they go to the hospital. Damon, like, feeds her his blood. And she's just like, yeah, so. And then all of a sudden, Aunt Jenna, like, said something to them on the porch. And she, Elena's like, I said that to you already. And Damon's like, oh, fuck, that was Catherine. And then all of a sudden you see Catherine smothering fucking Caroline with the pillow. And she's like, Elena, what are you doing here? I'm not Elena. I'm Catherine. Dead. Actually, that might not even happen until the first episode of season 2. And I think that's, like, the cliffhanger they leave it on. And also, Damon goes to Jeremy and he's just like, Anna just died. I'm sorry. I really wanted to save her. And he's like, why are you telling me this? He's like, well, because I took your memories away before. If you want me to, it's your choice. I'll do it again. Yeah, there was a lot more references to, like, the moon thing that I didn't realize. And, like, just, like, werewolf comments that I didn't notice.
I didn't really notice any werewolf comments.
Like the alpha douche thing. Like that Alaric says when he's breaking up the fight that...
Yeah.
He's like, I just see an alpha douchebag out here, like a grown alpha douchebag.
I mean, I guess that could be considered like a werewolf.
They show the full moon right afterwards. Okay. It's definitely... Okay. It's definitely meant to be there on purpose. And it's crazy how John Gilbert's her dad because, like, she hates him. And it's like, how the fuck do you, like, pretend to be my uncle for all this time? I'm just jumping around here. I'm sorry. What did you think of season 1 overall?
I think it was good. The first couple episodes, I was just like, oh my god, you're so stupid. But just, like, but overall, I definitely enjoyed it. I love the flashbacks and learning how they turned and their history with Catherine and how the town got started and all that stuff. Like, all the backstories. I honestly feel like the backstories are my favorite part of season 1.
They're definitely legendary.
Yeah,
they're epic. So I also like, first of all, when Damon is like, when Stefan is freaking out because he had Elena's blood and he couldn't control himself, and he's like with Brittany, whatever, in the field, and he's like, I'm not sad. I'm freaking hungry. Elena has nobody to, like, have her come out, and Damon steps up and they have, like, a really cute moment, and it's like it's adorable. And I just wanted to talk about that and how, like, Damon ends up, like, Stefan ends up feeding on Elena, and Damon notices, like, in the first season about all of, like Stefan's feeding habits, and he pays close attention to his brother, and he actually like cares about his brother, but he just wants him to be like a vampire like him.
Yeah. Because when, you know, he notices how different he's acting, and he's like, hey, you gotta stop doing that. And
but Elena ends up letting him feed off of him slowly, like every day, to gain control. And at some point, I think that stops. But it's kind of fucked up that Catherine wasn't in the tomb. But overall, it's a really good start. And, like, a lot of shit happened in that one season. You see a lot of different, like, abilities. A lot of different characters. A lot of different deaths. And it's just, it was a really cool thing. You see, like, things that happen in the present. Things that happen in the past. It's very cool. And
they used season one really well to just set everything up for the whole entire show.
Yeah, because right away it goes from that to like Klaus pretty much.
Yeah.
Season two is where you start to hear about the originals and Klaus, and Elijah's introduced, but you don't really see Klaus until the end of that season.
Oh, I'm almost at season two. Can't wait for Klaus.
Yeah, he's gone. And he starts, but we're not going to talk about that.
We'll talk when I'm done with season two. We can do
a lot of these characters are like a like it's like the beginning of their life, and they start out all really gross, and eventually they get better, and I like that too. We also see Tyler hooking up with Matt's mom, and like his dad like slapping him around and shit. His dad was very abusive,
yeah,
very misogynistic, and very like weird towards women. Like even Pearl, he's like, "What are you gonna fucking tell all that by your ass, Dad?" Just very gross. And then, yeah, I think we covered, like, the basic. You feel like we missed anything?
I don't think so. I keep trying to go over, like, the season one in my head, trying to think of there.
I think those are all little things that happened.
Yeah.
I think we covered the basic. Well, thanks for being on my podcast again and saving my life.
Anytime. I'll come back for after I'm all done with season two.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening, guys. If there's anything that we missed, let us know in the comments.
Bye.